We're going to go next to Senator Harry Reid. He is the Democratic leader in the Senate. He would continue as the minority leader or perhaps become the majority leader, depending on events. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How will you push your agenda, even if you do get the majority, because it'll be by the narrowest of margins?
Well, I've spoken to the president this morning. He was kind enough to call me. And I expressed that we've learned a one-party town doesn't work very well. That is, for six years, we have been doing nothing. The Republicans were so ideologically bent that they wouldn't allow a moderate to survive in their own party. And I know that the only way we can make progress is on a bipartisan basis. It doesn't matter if the Republicans control or the Democrats control. We need to work in the middle. We need to work together.
What is the first thing that you're going to expect to demand of them?
I'm not going to demand anything. I've learned in this business, especially in the Senate, that demanding things doesn't get you very far. And I have reached my hand out to the president this morning and, of course, the public relations jewel they have in the White House, Tony Snow, to let everyone know that I want to work with them as partners in moving this legislative agenda that is so important. The legislative branch of government, Steve, for 6 years has been silent. We have not had congressional oversight hearings. And that's led to what I believe is the morass we have in Iraq. It's why we have nothing that is good with health care. For example, Medicare can't even negotiate for lower prices for drugs. Shouldn't we be able to do that? So I think there's some things we can do by having the legislative branch be the legislative branch of government once again, as the Constitution so directs.
Should Democrats set aside some of their calls for deeper investigations, subpoena power investigations, into the past conduct of the Bush administration?
I think Congress should do its job. What does that mean? What we're supposed to do by virtue of the Constitution, do congressional oversight. Congressional oversight is important. We have not done that. And I don't think there has to be a lot of subpoenas issued. I don't think there has to be so-called investigations. I think what we have to do is just do our job and do the congressional oversight.
Is that a difference that you have with the Speaker-in-waiting, Nancy Pelosi, who said one of the most important powers that she'll gain in the House is subpoena power?
Well, Nancy and I have worked well the last 2 years. Prior to that, when I was a whip, I worked with her as closely as I could. Nancy and I are partners. We have been for 2 years, and I look forward to working with my counterparts, both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
But just so I'm clear, are you saying that you might be a force for limiting somewhat the investigations of the past?
I am for taking congressional oversight where it should go. This country needs to know what's going on in Iraq. This country needs to know what's going on in these huge bureaucracies we have here in Washington that have been kind of running on their own with no one looking at them. And wherever the congressional oversight takes us, we will go. If it's necessary that we issue subpoenas, which will be very rare, then we will do it. But it won't happen very often.
And what is the constructive, as opposed to the damaging way, that Congress can push the administration on Iraq, given that you're dealing with a commander-in-chief in the middle of a war?
Well, it's not the president dealing with Congress. He's dealing with the American people. He's dealing with the United States military. I think it speaks volumes when you find that the Air Force Times, Navy Times, Army Times on Monday editorialized against the president and his Secretary of Defense. This is not the president versus Congress. It's a president listening to what Congress has to say, what the military has to say, and what the American people have to say. And what they said last night is change course. It's not working.
Harry Reid is the Democratic minority leader, at least for now. Senator Reid, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.